Why the heck do we learn Torah? What do you know? What have you learned this year? Why should we do that? To throw out any ideas in your head. Yeah.
To understand what God wants of us.
Great. To understand what we're doing in this universe. Excellent. What else?
To fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Because God told us to. Very good. What else?
To gain greater self-worth.
Well, to connect to who we truly are. Beautiful. What else? What else? Any other ideas? Why do we learn Torah? What are we doing? What happens when we learn Torah?
We draw down Shefa into this world.
To draw down abundance of blessing down to the world. Amazing. Shefa is abundance or blessing. Like that good spiritual stuff. Like ice cream, but in spiritual form.
Spiritual ice cream.
Spiritual ice cream. Yeah.
Connect to our roots.
Connect to who we truly are. Amazing. Awesome. Anything else? Any other ideas?
Get closer to Hashem.
Get closer to Hashem. It's beautiful. Okay, you pretty much said the whole shiur. Amazing.
Teach us how to kind of go back and do chesed.
Oh, fine. To teach us how to live, practically speaking. Amazing. Okay, so we are basically just going to now, I'm just going to quickly say everything you guys just said and just base it with a few sources. Where do we start? Okay. Let's start with a Shema. Every day we start up, we say the Shema. When we say the words, after Hashem Akach, B'chol B'apcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Medacha, V'yu Yudrim Al Hashenachem Dacha Yom Al Avecha, V'shinantam Avanecha, V'dibarta Bam. Teach it to your children and speak of them. We learn from here. Chazal teach us that we should always be speaking of Torah. Mamish, always, whenever we have a chance, when we're not immersed in doing some other mitzvah, whenever possible, we have a mitzvah upon us to learn Torah. Okay? And what we're doing, we're learning Torah, we're in a continuous conversation with Hashem. And this is from the Torah itself, in the Shema. In addition to that, there is a pasuk in Yehoshua. Yehoshua starts off in chapter 1. I remember I was sworn into everything. Thank you so much, Joseph.
Thank you.
You're a good man. Good man. If anybody wants. Oh, see, I guess right. That was my first source. So, in addition, Hashem tells Yeshua, "Lo yamush haTorah hazeh mipicha." This Torah should never leave your mouth. And you know what? V'igita bo yomam v'layla. You should immerse yourself constantly in learning Torah whenever you have a moment. And of course, we've discussed in this year that Torah learning is not. We just define it pretty broadly. It's not only, you know, reading a text. A book, but we should constantly be immersed in this meaningful discussion of how to get closer to Hashem and how to do His ratzon. I think I've told you guys the story of how when I was in the army, I once pulled out a little safer while we were waiting online to go to the CAF, to the army CAF, and in the army the rule is you have to keep halacha. They must allow Orthodox Jews to keep halacha. So my commander didn't like it. He thought I was just reading stam. And he said, "Nu kis, mata ose." I said, "Vigita bo yamam malayla, there's a halacha, I have to learn Torah." And if you know the Gemara specifically criticized Yeshua because he didn't learn enough Torah in the army. I didn't tell him that. But anyways, I told him that and he couldn't stop me. He said, but he let me keep learning my sefer. We have a mitzvah to constantly, whenever we can, learn Torah. And as the famous Rashi in Vayikra teaches us, if you go in my ways, but it already says later that you should fulfill the mitzvahs. How do we fulfill this mitzvah of walking in God's ways? That we should immerse ourselves in Torah. That it's not just enough to learn Torah, but we should totally throw ourselves into and be completely immersed in this mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a beautiful maimer of Nevinsal and Tiva Shalom also talks about how the reward that we get for learning Torah is in this world and all the reward that we'll see in this world is all through based on the immersion you have in learning Torah. The other mitzvahs we'll only see the rewards in the next world. But if you want to see a little bit of the fruits of your labor, it's all about that immersion in learning Torah. And of course, we're all familiar with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We even know the song. Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor. Lo ata ben gorin lehi batam yimena. Right? that the malacha upon us is not there to finish. We're never going to be able to finish learning the Torah. It's aruka miyam, it's endless. But that doesn't mean that we're free to be mevata. Right? There's an isser called bitul Torah, and we can't waste this opportunity in life to get closer to Hashem, and that's bitul Torah. And I think I've mentioned over the course of the year that bitul Torah does not only refer to quantitatively did I waste time that I could have been learning Torah, but also means qualitatively if a person knows that he can be learning Torah on a higher level and he's not getting to that level, so that also is a level of bitul Torah. I know we're asking a lot, but that's, you know, you guys are a powerful group. I mean, and you're going to be future leaders of Jewish people, so I'm going to say we have to do our best to learn Torah on the highest level possible. Yeah.
Good.
Got it?
At college, how does one try to do that?
Oh, great question. Let's save that at the end of the Shiur. I'm going to just address that exact question. Okay? Awesome. Right now, just general principles of why we learn Torah. The last 10 minutes, we'll say, Lamaisa, how do we do that in college? Yeah.
Just to clarify, like, the common thing between these two Pesukim, like, is it what Rabbi Abam and Pitha?
Also true, Nachon, that's not about you, it's all about sharing with the world, but also that it's a continuous mitzvah. That it's the only mitzvah, it's probably why it's one of my favorite mitzvahs, if not my favorite mitzvah, that I always can do it. Right? And you won't find other cultures that have this concept of constantly learning Torah. I remember when I was walking around Africa, and I would always have a book in my hands, and all these random Christians are like, what are you? Are you a preacher? They didn't really understand what Jews were. And I had to explain to them, we're Jews and we have mitzvah to constantly learn Torah and whatever. And it always gets great conversations. But we have a continuous mitzvah. At any moment in life, you always have the opportunity to do the highest mitzvah in the Torah, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. And it's a fantastic opportunity, but there's also responsibility. It's great power comes great responsibility, because there's something called Bitul Torah, and we don't want to do none of that. Okay. Awesome. And as Pirkei Avos also says, Tanz Veliyahu says this strong, any Talmud Chacham or any of us that sit between himself and learns Torah, Hashem sits with him and learns with you. So obviously the ideal is to have a chavruta, or to be learning as a chabura. But if you don't have a chabura, you're sitting on your own. There too, Hashem is learning with you. Ideally, you would verbalize the Torah, but even if you're not verbalizing the Torah, you're learning Torah, Hashem is there, mamish. In that state of conversation, continuous conversation.
Why is it ideal when you verbalize it?
First of all, the post can write down that you should, but why? I think when you speak it out, it becomes more real. And just on a psychological level, it wakes you up to, you know. And also, there's something about Dibur that draws down that blessing into the world more than when it's just a thought in your head.
Right.
So for sure, whenever possible to speak it out, it's a good idea.
Wow, thank you so much.
See you later.
When we say that, like, when you're learning Torah, that, like, Hashem is, like, mamish with you, I don't know if it's halakha l'mayis or not, but you know that idea that some people say, like, if you have 9 people for a minion, you can count, like, Hashem as, like, one. Is that, like, from there, or what's the...
Ah, so that's dafka, a din of... Halakha l'mayis, we don't apply that. We don't say 9 people, you can take a little kid and say for Torah, although there is a day out like that, but we don't posting like that.
Or somebody under the 13 in the Polish?
There's an opinion like that, but we don't pass like that. Okay. Definitely, they're related ideas. Definitely, it's a shir in itself. It's about the Hashem, but definitely, it's a related concept. Yeah.
This metaphor of like Hashem sits with him, like I feel like I just take that to be like you're engaging with the wisdom of God.
Well, and however you want to take the metaphor, metaphorically or not, that's, you know, that's up to you, but. I view it, mamish, like Hashem is my chavruta. Like when I'm learning Torah, His presence is really, we're drawing down His presence into our space in a very, very strong way. Okay, talking about spiritual perspectives, so to prepare for this year, I've been reading Shimshon Pinkus' Sefer about Talmud Torah, and it's a great Sefer, and he writes, we are built out of Torah. So when we learn Torah, we are connecting to our roots. When you're learning even a random sugya in Baba Metzia that seems to have nothing to do with spirituality, you're connecting to the body, which is connecting to the soul of the Torah. So don't think that just because I'm learning something which isn't very spiritual that that's not drawing Hashem to your life. No, that too is drawing Hashem in a very strong way. And like the Zohar says, Hashem looked into the world into the Torah and created the world. So the Torah and the world are very much connected, any part of the Torah. And there's a Gvaldika story that Rav Pinchas Horowitz, when he was used to learn Torah, he would have his chavrusa whisper in his ear every couple of minutes. And people would stop this guy and say, "What are you doing? It's Bittul Torah, he's trying to learn Torah." And Rav Pinchas Horowitz said, "No, you don't understand. Every few minutes he reminds me, there is a Ribono Shel Olam. There is a master of the world." So sometimes you're learning Torah, but you forget that this is the highest state of Tveikus in the world, and we need those constant reminders. Even if some, you know, maybe nowadays you don't have people whispering in our ears, you could have it on your phone, whatever, reminder. But we need a constant reminder ourselves that when we're learning Torah, we should do it with purity and humility because we are mamish in the presence of Hashem.
What did he have whispered in his ear?
Sorry?
What did he have whispered in his ear?
There is a Ribono Shel Olam. There's a God. There's a God. Gaval. Awesome. So that's reason number one, reading Torah. Reason number two, why we learn Torah. Yeah.
When you're learning a random sugya involved in Metzia, it seems like very distant to what is relevant in like every day-to-day life. What's going through your head right now? You're connecting to God just because his words?
Big machlokas. But the Nefesh HaChaim has the strongest opinion. Nefesh HaChaim writes in, I think, Shar 4:2. You look it up over there. But Nefesh HaChaim is all about this concept of Talmud Torah. He writes, you don't have to have any kavanot. You don't have to stop and do this Ribono Shel Olam. Just learn Torah automatically. You're in this high state of connecting with Hashem. There are Hasidic rabbis like Rabbi Nachman who say it's important to remind yourself to sing a niggun every once in a while to remind yourself to be in the state of Dveikus. Others like Nefesh HaChaim who says, you don't need to do anything. You're there. You're already there. Really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Because to research this shiur, I don't know why, but I really wanted to look it up out of nowhere, so to speak. The only source I looked up was Nefesh HaChaim. That's how I knew that chapter 4:2. I don't know all of Nefesh HaChaim, but I just happened to be looking up today, and that's pretty crazy. So Shalvi Zohar to learn Nefesh HaChaim. It's amazing safety. Okay. Reason number two why I think we should learn Torah. Love, love, love. Say the Halakha Beatles in honor of Joseph. The Midrash Yalkut Shimoni says, it says, and you should love Hashem. But how? I don't know how to love Hashem. He's all the way up there. He's invisible. But since it says, Vayu advarim ha'ela, put these matters on your heart, and through this you will come to recognize the one who spoke in the world came to be, and you will attach yourself to his ways. The Midrash says very clearly, how do we come to love Hashem? Behaftat Hashem Alkecha, through learning Torah. And the truth is, it's Pashup Shad. It's Shad in Shema. Shema is Behaftat Hashem Alkecha, love Hashem. How do you come to love Hashem? Yidibar Tavam. Speak of the words of Torah. It's not a crazy drush. When you learn Torah, you come to love Hashem. How exactly it works, it's complicated. Talk to Rav Aaron, but it works. When you learn Torah, it brings a person to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, reason number three why it's so important, and remember this year in 5 years when you're totally not feeling it in college campus or whatever, you gotta remember this, it's a Yetzer Hara buster. It takes away our Yetzer Hara. How so? So the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amud Bet says, Kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar L'en L'Yisrael, B'ni Barati Yetzer Hara, Barati Lo Toira Tavlin. I created a Yetzer Hara, but don't worry, I created the antidote, the spice. You know, but
Rabbi Aaron just quoted it.
Number two. We need one more and they get smoothies for everyone. Okay, come on. Slash all the rabbis, you know, think of the same as at the end of the year. Anyways, Atem oskim Torah in Atem Nisarim Beyado. If you learn Torah, the Yetzer Hara can't do anything to you. Right? If you start off your day learning serious Torah, all those thoughts, those taivas, everything else, they vanish. Drag yourself to the base medrash. Hello, im teitiv se'et v'im ein atem oskim b'Torah, atem nimserim yado. Shenemar lepetach chatat rovetz. Right, like the quote from Cain and Hevel. If you don't learn Torah, you're in his hands. Okay, but if you want to counteract, even if you're learning a random sugya has nothing to do, you want to beat that Yetzer Hara down, just learn Torah, any Torah. It's all good. Okay? And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, to each evil inclination, the Torah is the antidote. So for example, if I'm inflicted with the disease of Lashon Hara, What do I need to do? Learn the laws of Lashon Hara. If I'm getting weak on my Shabbos, what do I need to do? Learn some Hilcha Shabbos. Learn some, right? Whatever, it's not just whatever issue I'm dealing with, I'm struggling with, learn the Torah that's related to that, and that will counteract. Yeah.
Just like a personal story, I struggled with Gemara with Dominique, so I started like picking up Kinyalacha to feel like it
kind of
helped.
Amazing. Awesome.
And then what gets me?
That was Shkach Pratis number 3. I'll explain to you why. Because, Gavald, so last Thursday night, I had a wedding, crazy wedding. I was like playing, I don't even play guitar, but I had to play the wedding because nobody else was there. And we went to the wedding hall because the wedding had moved to a different place and we were dancing. And I saw this friend of mine and I connect to him. But so I went over to him and I was like, do you want to grow spiritually with me? And he's like, yeah. So we're like, what should we do? And I said, I want to run before I daven, because that'll help me daven. He said, I want to learn more about davening. So we've been holding each other accountable that he learns before davening, and we both try to like run and learn a little bit before davening. But like right before you daven. Even like 30 seconds of davening, and it really, really helps. So, good that you mentioned that. Awesome. Okay.
Isn't it sometimes the case that you...
Yeah.
But it's sometimes the case that you know exactly like what it is you should be doing, but you still have a yetzer hara not to do it.
Nachon. For sure. All the time, because we're mainly emotional beings and only a little bit intellectual beings. But when we learn Torah, it will hopefully help us to get connected with our spiritual roots and hopefully overcome our yetzer hara, or at least be aware that we're doing the wrong thing. And then eventually, when we have that moment of waking up, we will be able to wake up. It's like when you have a really bad habit, you may not always be able to end it right away, but at least be aware of what that's doing to you. When you know, as you smoke that cigarette and feel the disgusting filth of it or whatever, and then eventually you'll have that awakening. Bezrat Hashem. Okay, number 4. Why do we learn Torah? We bring down blessing to the world. And in other words. Well, first let's go through the source. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tet, Bet, Amabet, says, Amar of Alexandri, Kol Eisek, Batoyed Lishma, if you learn Torah Lishma, Mesim Shalom, B'Pamali Yishamalia, U'Pamali Shlamata. You bring peace above, and you bring down peace below. Amar Yish Lakash, Kol Malamad Ben Chaver Torah, if I teach you Torah, Mahal Alavat HaKadav Kilu Asahu, it's like I formed you, it's like I made you. It's like I created you. And what's the source? And Sarah, they made the creatures in Haran by teaching them Torah. And they quote a very, very, very famous quote, Im lo briti yomam balayla chukot shamayim ba'aretz lo samti. If not for my covenant, day and night, the heavens and the earth would not be here. Which is, the Gemara is darshaning to say that if not for you learning Torah, the heavens and the earth would automatically kapoof. It would disappear.
This is the source for like
this is a famous quote by Nefesh Chaim, right? Again, made famous by him, but everyone quotes it. That at every moment in the world, someone needs to be learning Torah. And in other words, but when I'm learning Torah, I'm actually bringing down spiritual and physical blessing to the universe. Okay? Again, you know me well enough to know that doesn't mean you shouldn't go out and do things and change the world and fight and go to the army and get a job and bring your Torah to the world, but also, when I learn that Torah, I'm also mamish, bringing down on a physical and spiritual level blessing to the universe. So if I don't learn that Torah on a bin adam chaveiro level, I'm failing. I'm mamish got to bring it down for each other, for all of Am Yisrael. As the Ramchal writes in Derech Etzchayim, there's a special light which shines on the letters of the Torah. And when a person immerses himself in that Torah, that light shines until it becomes a torch. We are awakening a desire for holiness in the hearts of everyone when we learn Torah. So, you know, it could be, I have no idea how, but when I'm learning Torah, I'm davening, I'm bringing that, I'm awakening the hearts of everyone around me in the universe because we're all mamish connected. Okay, like I said, no crazy chidushim this shir, it's just important chizik. Okay. Another important thing to note, sometimes people like me struggle. I want to learn the practical parts. I want to learn the spiritual parts. I don't really feel like learning that random Gemara and Pesachim and Baba Kama. Why? You know, what does that have to do with my life? So the Torah tells us, "Ikach sefer bit v'ikabas ne'am yomro kol asher divrei Hashem na'asev nishma." Everything that you will give us, we're going to listen to it and we're going to do it. Zoch, the Zohar writes on this pasuk of na'asev nishma that we accept it upon ourselves to do it and to do everything. That Nasa represents our actions. We accept it upon ourselves. We're going to do all the mitzvos. Nishma, listening, refers to learning Torah. Just as we're required to take upon ourselves every mitzvah and do every single mitzvah, so too must we learn every part of the Torah. Every part of the Torah, it's like one body. Every part of the Torah is important. We're going to soon talk about which comes first and which comes last, but we must recognize that even a random Gemara Sugya in the middle of whatever, or everything is part of the Torah and everything is important. Chaye Olam, which means it's part of life. The more Torah, the more life. And everything is a part of it. See you later, and I'll put the shiur on the group. You guys will hear the end of it. Okay. The most important reason, some of you guys mentioned it, the most important reason why we learn Torah, besides all this spiritual stuff that we mentioned. Lamaisa, why do we need to learn Torah? That's also true. You're right. The most important reason is God told us to. But in addition, I think the most important reason is?
We wouldn't know what to do otherwise.
Exactly. The Pasuk in Devarim says, ushmartam lasotam. You need to learn the Torah in order to do it. We need to know what to do. Okay? Or the Gemara says,
wait, for halacha.
For halacha. Halacha, you need to know how to live as a Jew. Or as a person. The Gemara in Kedushin writes, "Hayar Rabbi Tarvan is kein mitzumen baliyah bad belud." Nishala she'elab ifnem Talmud gadol or ma'isa gadol. What's more important, to learn Torah or to do actions? Nana Rabbi Tarvan, Rama ma'isa gadol. Rabbi Tarvan said, "More important to do actions." We learned this early in the year. Nana Rabbi Kiva, Rama Talmud gadol. Better to learn Torah. Nana kulam ba'amru Talmud gadol she'al Talmud nevidili ma'isa. The end of the day, learning is more important because it's going to bring you to do actions. In other words, action is more important, but you need to learn in order to do. Okay? Or as Rav Yehonatan Ivashitz writes, it's impossible to keep the laws of Shabbos if a person hasn't learned the laws of Shabbos well. It's just too complex. There's just no chance. If you're not constantly immersing yourself, and that goes for pretty much all of halacha, you're not learning it, you're not going to know what to do. Okay. So that is a quick review, my short review as to why we learn Torah. Now, for the next 10 minutes, I want to talk about prioritizing. Okay, there's a lot to learn. What comes first? What should we focus on going forward? Now that yeshiva's over, what comes first? Okay, so to answer this, we go to the Gemara in Kedushin, in source of Tet. Amar Rav Sifra, Yeshiva Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, Mai dechtiv vishinantam avinacha. How do we learn and you should teach your children? Al tikri vishinantam, ela vishilashtem. Don't read it vishinantam, read it split up into thirds. Lo'olim yishalash adam shnotav, shlish v'mikra, shlish v'mishnah, shlish v'mishnah. A split of his days. A third of his days in learning Mishnah, Mikra, third in Mishnah, and a third in Gemara. Seems simple enough. That should be yeshiva, that should be life. Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, third of the day, that's it. So, and now we see it gets a little bit more complicated because what they meant by Mishnah, what we mean by Mishnah might be a little different. So look, Halacha Maisa in Shulchan Aruch, source Chaf. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Chayiv Adam L'Shalash L'Limudo Shlish V'Torah Shvechtav D'Hainu Arba'im V'Asra, 24 books of Tanakh. Shlish V'Mishnah, and a third of Mishnah. D'Hainu Torah Shabal Peh, that doesn't mean Mishnah, it means all of Torah Shabal Peh. U'Birish Torah Shvechtav V'Chalalde, and Torah Shvechtav is part of that too. Shlish V'Talmud. And a third in Talmud. D'Hainu Shavin V'Yaskil Acharit Davar Mereshetot, to understand the reasonings behind these. All the rationales, the reasonings behind the mitzvahs. So, what does that mean? You go to work and you work 3 hours in the day. You work 3 hours. 9 hours in Torah. Korah gimel b'hem b'Torah shvatach 3 in chumash and navi gimel Torah. Shavuotav, and am I missing it something? Hold on. Keep going. Okay. Anyways, this is relevant and it's not relevant. It's not relevant because we're not working 3 hours a day. Let's be honest. We need to work more than that nowadays. But what we see from here is that the Shulchan Aruch splits it out halacha l'maaseh, like we should actually split up our time into thirds. However, the way he understands it is that Chumash means Chumash Anach, yes. But Mishnah means Gemara and all that. And Talmud doesn't mean Gemara like we understand it. Talmud means the reasoning behind things. Okay? Like the rationale behind it. Could be Tamei Mitzvos, it could be Gemara too. But it's all about reasoning and not technically just reading the Talmud. The way the Panini Halacha, one second, the way that the Panini Halacha puts it is more simple. Chumash and Navi, the other third is Halacha, because Mishnah was basically the Halacha that we have nowadays. And the other third, everything else. Gemara, Kabbalah, Chassidus, all the, everything else, that should be the way we split up our day. Yeah.
The Vilna Gaon, I think, says, I don't know if you've heard this, the Vilna Gaon says that we're supposed to master Torah Shavuot Peh, and then master, like, know it by heart, and then know all of, like, the Mishnahs or the concepts within the Mishnah, meaning in the course of a life, and then you learn Gemara, which, like, meaning it bridges that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Also, it says in Avos 31 that only attain true Yirat Shemayim after learning, like when you learn Halacha, you have to learn Midrash also with it. Until you attain true Yirat Shemayim.
Sweet. Awesome. Okay. So this is a very, very broad topic. I'm just summarizing the view of Rav Melamed, the Panini Halacha, because he puts it very, very succinctly. The way he distinguishes, he says there's two categories. There's learning Torah, and a person is obligated to always learning Torah, and then there's Yediyas HaTorah. There is a basic level of knowledge of Torah which every Jew is obligated to know. Obligated to know. And now he's going to go through of what the Panini Halacha writes, and he shows what he's basing himself on. Hilchos Talmud Torah of the Tanya, and Chaim Lajin, and the Gra. He goes through in the footnotes exactly where he's getting his sources from, but he explains his understanding of what is the basic Yediyas HaTorah that every Jew must acquire before he goes on and learns everything else. Alright, let's go through it. One, Torah B'Shevech Ta'av, you need to go through Chumash, you need to go through Nah, and you need to know it, okay? Included in that is explanation of Rashi. If Dun Shnayim Mefarech HaTargum, you're covered. Rashi is the oral understanding of a Chumash. You need to do it with Rashi on base level. Three, Nevi'im Mekduvim, like Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that in the olden days, 10-year-olds would know that. We're still getting it. Four, foundations of Halacha, meaning to say, Shulchan Aruch, Or HaChaim, Tefillin, Tzitzis, Tefillin, Brachos, Shabbos, Chagim, all the basic stuff in Or HaChaim. About half of your Yoredeya, Fasa B'Chalav, Kashrus, Nida, respecting parents, Mezuzah, other practical laws, Choshen Mishpat, Ebenezer, whatever's relevant, damages, loans, returning lost items, marriages, whatever. You have to learn with the main reasons based on the main Gemarot. You have to understand the Gemarot that come behind things. Regarding all the other halacha, learn it in a general way, but you don't have to get into all the details, again, because it's not halacha l'maisa. That's what he feels. Every Jew needs to know. The truth is, if you're learning Panini halacha or other good svarim like that, it kind of covers most of that stuff. Not everything, but a lot of it is covered in these good halacha, modern-day halacha svarim that you have. Okay, in addition to that, he writes that a person needs to have a foundation in Emunah and Musar. Without learning these topics deeply, you won't understand the Torah's perspective on life. This includes Midrashim, Gemarot. He also suggests, I think this is more his suggestion, Kuzari, Maharal, Rav Kook, Mesilas Yesharim, Chassidus, Ramban and the Torah. Again, for other people, it might be Rav Jonathan Sachs. For some people, you know what I'm saying? Find something that you connect to that'll give you a basic Jewish hashkafa on life, okay? If you're going to be a Jewish educator, I would say you should probably focus on that stuff because that's the main stuff that you're going to be teaching. But that's the basics. In addition, what about Gemara? He writes, you should learn Gemara at some point in your life, but with a halacha l'maisa attitude. Meaning, whenever something is halacha l'maisa, you should focus on it and see how do I apply this to my life. Whenever something is not halacha l'maisa, go through it, do the daf. But you don't have to kill yourself if you don't understand halacha l'maisa. Finally, a person should know all the 613 mitzvahs. That would probably be good, like Sefer Chinuch or something like that. Okay? This is not the view of every rabbi. Okay? There are other rabbis that will tell you, no, you just have to focus on Shas. Just learn Gemara, Iyun. But the Panini Halacha, basing himself on many, many rabbis, like I said, the Vilna Gaon and the Nefesh Chaim and Many and many others say the main thing, Rabbi Yosef certainly talks about this, the first thing that a Jew needs to know is halacha. Okay? Great, you spent a year learning Gemara, amazing, and you should have Gemara as a part of your life, but the first thing a person needs to know is halacha and these basics like Chumash and Nach. Everyone got that? Okay, amazing.
How do you learn, like, Tuvim?
Tuvim. You read it. And you get a nice, good article commentary or something like that to summarize it. And if you're like me, you'll major in Tanakh. That way it'll force you to actually learn Navi. But that's a trick you can use. Gevald. Okay, just to finish off with Joseph's question. This is all very nice, but we're going to get back into our spaces and the Torah atmosphere will not be as strong this summer or in college, and what do I do? You know, how do I apply this to my life? So first of all, you text Rav Keith and you say, Rav Keith, hold me accountable to actually learn what I'm going to learn, and then, or if not Rav Keith, you're a Chabad rabbi or your friend, but have somebody hold you accountable. Things don't happen when people don't hold you accountable. One person should hold you accountable. The best way through a chavruta. A chavruta, you're held accountable because you have to show up. So ideally, make a chavruta with people. Beyond that, you should, I'm sure other rabbis are telling you this, you need to make a plan. If you don't make a plan, nothing will happen. Okay, you need to write down, before you leave yeshiva, what am I learning this summer? Exactly what's farim? Exactly how many hours? All right? It need not be everything, be realistic, but you need to make a practical plan that you write down somewhere that someone's going to hold you accountable, and that way you'll grow. You can master anything. You can master anything in life, but you won't master anything unless you make small, incremental, you know, growing slowly, 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 slowly. And if you're always growing, then it will be shana forever. You'll always be in yeshiva because you'll always be growing. My final piece of advice is don't be a survivor. Don't be like, oh, I'm trying to survive in Torah. Be a teacher. You guys, Bezrat Hashem, in Shana Bet or in college campus or this summer, volunteer to give shiurim, volunteer to make chavrutot, be givers, be leaders of the community. I'm sure you already know this, but if you're giving, then you'll always be yearning to fill your kalim. If you're just receiving, then it's going to be a hard, it's going to be a struggle. So always be yearning to give, and Bezrat Hashem, we should continue to learn Torah together for a very long time.
Amen.